Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Quite the news this morning. We'll start with an amended federal lawsuit about the handling of a rape case at Union College.
Yeah, so this is an amended lawsuit in federal court filed a few weeks ago. And in this case, a young woman identified as Jane Doe has accused the campus and the college of mishandling her 2017 rape complaint. And in this latest development in the lawsuit, they're accusing the Theta Delta Chi fraternity of a number of misdeeds, including sort of painting this picture of Union College as this party culture fueled by drugs and alcohol. And in it, what the allegations are is that Theta Delta Chi has a longstanding reputation of spiking drinks of the female partygoers and an effort to take advantage of them. So we could not reach the Theta Delta Chi fraternity in our efforts yesterday. And Union College, in their handling of this case, says that they're confident the facts of the case will show that the college, you know, handled this case appropriately. But so it's a big development with the allegation against the frat now.
We also have a lawsuit now filed. This is the case, a bizarre case, of a mudslide that buried a man up to his neck.
Yeah, so early last year in 2018 in the city in the middle of the night on a Saturday night, there was this landslide where a whole hillside off Knott Terrace in the city gave way, and all this mud came down on a house. And this young man, a 21-year-old man, Iquan Cornish, he was staying with his uncle. He was buried up to his neck in the mud, and fortunately he was rescued, but he suffered a lot of injuries. And so he'd threatened that he was going to file a lawsuit in a notice of claim. And so within the last week, he went ahead and formally filed a lawsuit against the city and the county of Schenectady and also the owners of a couple of those properties. And in essence, what he's saying, especially for the city and the county, is that they should have known that this hillside potentially would have problems, and they didn't do it enough to ensure that it wouldn't collapse. Specifically, the house where they think the landslide originated from was a vacant property where the property owners had walked away. And the city has acknowledged to us that they did not sever and turn off the water source until just a few days before this mudslide. So, as I said, the lawsuit claims the city didn't do enough and the county didn't do enough to take care of that hillside. So this will, of course, wind through the system, but this is the first formal lawsuit.
There was a bear sighting.
It was an exciting day in Schenectady yesterday. Early in the morning, about 1:30 a.m., an Uber Lyft driver named Terry Tooley picked up a fare at the casino, and he was driving the fare back home, and he was going past Union College in the city's Goose Hill neighborhood, which is a pretty dense neighborhood. And he spotted this bear. He whipped out his cell phone, took some video, and that video did a little bit of viral action yesterday, at least in the region. It's a really funny video, but it's also a little bit unnerving. This bear is a big bear. In the video, Terry's seen saying, "Hey, what's up, teddy bear?" And you can very clearly see the bear skittered away and took off. The driver thinks he was headed for the bike path, which is along the river there. And so they weren't able to find him. The police came and looked for him. We talked to a few wildlife experts and DEC folks yesterday and say it's not terribly uncommon this time of year to see the bears in the city. These bears are coming out of hibernation and they're hungry, and there's not a lot of natural food sources, so they're looking for human sources. And they're also reminding people that these bears are not normally aggressive to human beings. They're mainly scared, but to report the sightings if you see them. So we don't know where the bear is, but it was an exciting couple of times. And we have a video of the encounter on our website.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us each Wednesday. For more, head to dailygazette.com. Miles, thank you.
Hey, thank you, David.